Canstar's late August rate rap printed the 50th bank, with a variable starting with a 5. That is not the story. Sally Tindall, Canstar's Data Insights Director, told Australian Broker on the 18th of August 2026 that Commonwealth Bank's full-year results presented the slightest of cracks in its existing customers in the face of higher rates. 85% of residential mortgage customers remain ahead on repayments, down from 87% in December last year. Offset balances fell to $94 billion, from $97 billion, over the same period. 2 points. $3 billion. That is the crack. The 50th five handle is a shop window. Tindall said the figures were not yet cause for alarm. She is right. 85% still ahead is still a majority. A $3 billion offset slip is not a run. The unfinished sentence is that 2 points and 3 billion are a retention list. A principal who can name the 50th five handle and cannot sort their book into ahead, thinning, on schedule, and not ahead has a rate sheet. They do not have a list. Here is what the RAP actually printed. No fixed rate moves that week. Two lenders lifted four owner-occupier and investor variable rates by an average of 0.15%. Three lenders cut five variable rates by the same average. The average owner-occupier principal and interest variable now sits at 6.64%. Pacific Mortgage Group holds the lowest on Canstar at 5.69. Rates under 5.75 slipped to 2, down from 3 the week before. Tindall singled out Bankvic, which took its lowest rate under 6%, and then the milestone, the 50th bank to offer at least one variable starting with a 5 since the Reserve Bank hiked in May. That is over 60% of the lenders in Canstar's database. Name those lenders as facts in a RAP. Do not turn them into a recommendation. A lowest on Canstar print is a shop window observation. Policy, serviceability, accreditation and the existing loan are the file. This briefing will not tell you where to lodge. In the same piece, she said Australia's three biggest banks have seen a retreat in new mortgage applications. This desk has already written the CBA full-year application story. It will not be rehashed as the lead here. The working question is not how many new files the majors took. It is how many of the files you already hold look like a 2-point slip and a thinning offset. 85% remain ahead. Read the other half. 15% of a major's residential mortgage customers are not ahead. 2 points off 87 is not a collapse. It is a direction. Offsets down $3 billion since December is the same direction in dollars. Ahead, in the way a bank prints it, is extra repayments and offset. When that share slips, some households have stopped building buffer and started using it. That is a conversation you can have while they are still ahead. It is a different conversation once they are not. This briefing will not invent an arrears figure for CBA. Australian Broker did not print one. Do not backfill a basis point print so the crack looks louder. Tindall's operational line is short. Refinancing and negotiating remain the most effective levers. Some lenders advertise cuts for new customers. Others negotiate privately. That split is the weak. The 50th five handle is the advertised cut. The privately negotiated rate does not appear on Canstar's lowest rate line. A client who is still ahead, still sitting on an unreviewed variable, is the file the RAP is actually about. Refinance is not a product pick. It is a process. Current rate, remaining term, break costs if any, serviceability at today's assessment, and a named fallback if the first path stalls. Negotiate is not a script that says match 5.69. It is a conversation with the existing lender that uses the shop window as evidence, not as the destination. Some clients will stay. Some will move. The failure mode is the client who does neither because nobody called. Do not send the book to one lender because they printed the lowest variable this week. Shop windows move. Not a head is a state you confirm on a file, not a diagnosis from a headline. CBA printed that 15% are not in the ahead bucket. It did not say how many of those are in hardship or what the arrears rate is. Do not fill the gap. The useful reading is one step earlier. The 2-point slip is people leaving the ahead bucket. The 3 billion is people drawing the offset. Those people are still in the 85 ahead. They are the ones you can still help before the file becomes a not ahead conversation. Your book is not CBA's book. Guessing is how ACRM stays ACRM. Sorting the live files into 4 bands is how it becomes a retention list. If you cannot name the mix, that is the finding. For each file, extra repayments, yes or no. Offset versus 6 months ago. On, ahead of, or behind schedule. Still well ahead. Extra still going in, or the offset still building. Call them so the first conversation is not the day the extras stop. An unreviewed variable on a fat buffer is still an unreviewed variable. Ahead, but thinning. Still ahead. Offset down, extras stopped, or both. This is the crack in miniature. Refinance or negotiate this week. Do not wait for the file to fall into the 15. On schedule. No extras. No material offset. Not behind. There is no buffer to spend. This is not a hardship file. It is a file with no shock absorber. Not ahead. Behind schedule, or already in a hardship conversation. This is not a 5-handle shopping trip. It is responsible lending, aggregator process, and the existing lender's hardship path. 3 actions this week. 1. Sort the live book. Ahead, thinning, on schedule, not ahead. If you cannot produce the list, that is the finding. The 50th 5-handle can wait. 2. Open the thinning files first. Refinance or negotiate, the 2 levers Tyndall named. Write the current rate, the remaining term, and whether the existing lender negotiates privately or only advertises for new customers. Do not name a destination lender from a wrap. 3. Call the on-schedule book before it thins. A rate review now is cheaper than a not-ahead file later. Keep a named fallback path on every file you touch. Tyndall is right that 85% still ahead is not yet cause for alarm, and right that refinancing and negotiating are the levers. The unfinished sentence is that a channel which can see a 2-point slip and a $3 billion offset print, and then spends the week arguing about the 50th 5-handle, has chosen the shop window over the book it already holds.